This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Check. In Haiti, political violence continues. The country's prime minister, Ivan Neptune, joined President Jean-Bertrand Aristide in calling for outside help to suppress what's turned into a bloody uprising that's claimed dozens of lives around the country. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, met with officials in Washington. They fear there could be another mass exodus of Haitian boat people heading for Florida. The U.S. and France have so far declined to send in troops to Haiti. Here's Secretary of State Colin Powell yesterday answering reporters' questions about the situation there.
There is, no enthusiasm right now for sending in military or police forces to put down the violence that we are seeing. We cannot buy into a proposition that says the elected president must be forced out of office by thugs and those who do not respect law and are bringing terrible violence to the Haitian people.
Secretary of State Powell speaking yesterday. Earlier, I spoke with a writer with experience reporting from Haiti. Amy Wallens is a contributor to The Nation magazine and author of the book The Rainy Season, Haiti Since Duvalier. That's the family that ran the country through decades of corrupt dictatorship. Amy Wallens, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
There are all these reports of armed gangs, or they're also described as rebels, holding parts of Haiti. Are they gangs of thugs or legitimate rebels fed up with the failure of the government?
Initially, I certainly would have characterized them as gangs of thugs because in Gonaïves, which is the most important city that they've taken so far, they are the people who are leading this rebellion are primarily members of something called the Cannibal Army. And the Cannibal Army really is a loose-knit gang of people from the slums of Gonaïves. They used to support Aristide, and then they became disenchanted with him for various reasons. I will have to say, though, that to me, whether the people leading it are thugs or not, you know, no matter who they are, it's so extensive that it indicates to me a lot of discontent with the current government.
What happened to Jean-Bertrand Aristide? This is a former priest, a champion of the poor and the powerless, elected president, and then deposed by the army and returned to his rightful office by the United States 10 years ago. Your own book calls him Haiti's best chance then.
Sadly, I think he still may be Haiti's best chance because he is a democratically elected leader. But what I think happened to him happens to so many people in that kind of office in a country mired in misery, and it's very heady experience to be so powerful in such a powerless country. And I think that power corrupts, and I think that has happened to Aristide, but I still think that of all the people concerned, all the people in politics, he probably still at least feels that he has the Haitian people's best interests at heart. I'm not sure he's achieved much for them.
From news reports, it does sound as though there is a genuine political opposition to Aristide, real reformers who object to his private gangs and the rigged parliamentary elections that in fact he rigged.
I tend to walk a fine line on this. I mean, yes, there are real reformers. A lot of the people I knew who once supported Aristide now do not support him. He has been very bad on the subject of keeping order and on using armed vigilante groups to protect himself.
I just note that after he was returned to power, he disbanded the army because it had led this coup, officers had led this coup against him. So Haiti doesn't really have an army. It has a kind of national police force. But
it has a national police force, but he has not tried hard to professionalize that police force. Mostly he's kept it filled with people he perceives as loyal to him, and they are loyal to him until they're not loyal to him. That's been a big problem. I still am concerned that the opposition, while there are reformers in it, don't forget it's the group of 184. That means 184 different groups are part of this opposition. There are political, what the Haitians call groupuscules, which means tiny, tiny groups. There are single politicians who are counted among this. There's a lot of ambition going into this opposition, and the people who always hated Aristide for the right reasons, that is because he seemed to represent the Haitian people and he wanted to change things in the society, those people are a part of this opposition too. It's not all brilliant reformers and fabulous artists and all of Haiti's most responsible people. It's also a lot of bad people.
The reformers say that President Aristide must go before there can be elections and a kind of reconstituted government. He says, in fact, that he must stay and finish out his office, which will take him another couple of years, and then he's got to do that because he's a democratically elected president, and the most important thing for the country is that there be some kind of continuity and normal process. What do you think should happen?
Well, first of all, I take serious issue with this word reformers, because a lot of the people involved in this, they just want to jump over Aristide back to the way it used to work. So I don't like the term reformers, even though there are legitimate reformers inside this. And I take Aristide's point. He is legitimately elected. He's the first legitimately elected president. And there are so few institutions in Haiti, and justice, the administration of justice has been so lacking in Haiti, that in a way you're cornered and you're put in a position of saying this president should continue as president just simply because he is president.
Writing in the New York Times over this last weekend, you say Haiti is a country without institutions. Nothing works. What does it have?
Well, it has an incredible culture, a flowering of artistry from the lowest ranks of the people up into the highest ranks of the people. It has a fabulous religious culture that people stigmatize as voodoo, but which is an amazing Afro-Caribbean religion with a pantheon of gods. That's a really incredible thing to see. And it has a vibrant people. Terribly intelligent and terribly oppressed.
You've traveled a lot, reported from a lot of places.
Yeah.
But Haiti, still, to you...
Well, it remains a great love, of course, and it's terrible tragedy right now. I mean, everybody hoped for so much from Aristide. I think a lot of what you're seeing right now, certainly for me, is a terrible disappointment because he seemed able to bring so much to the table, and in fact, he's... you know, in many ways, a standard Haitian leader, and that's really too bad.
Amy Wallens, author of The Rainy Season, Haiti Since Duvalier, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.